I just finished my first marathon. While powerlifting had been my main focus all of last winter, I became excited about running after watching a lot of Nick Bear's YouTube channel these last few months. And I'd set an ambition of running that marathon in under 4 hours. Ultimately though, I bonked in the middle of the race. I started out too fast for the first 15, and then I just hit a wall. I ended that marathon at 4 hours and 52 minutes. It's funny, with a marathon, you get praise from every direction. I don't think I've ever gotten so much in-person validation in my life. But I couldn't help but be disappointed. This poor marathon time is a reflection of the fact that I just let myself get too scattered and unfocused in the goals I'm pursuing. Someone who I really admire is Jocko Willink. I've been a fan of his for years now, and what's cool about him to me is seeing someone who is older than me still kill it as a creative entrepreneur and an athlete. So for the next 7 days, I'm resolving to live like Jocko Willink. I'm hoping that as I end this challenge, I'll arrive at a place where I start to make lasting change, that I grow up and level up, and set myself up to be the kind of guy I want to be in my 30s and later on in my 40s. So here are the principles of the challenge. Number one, early rising. Jocko famously gets up extremely early. If you go on his Instagram page, 90% of his photos are just shots of his Timex Expedition watch saying 4:30 a.m. Now I tend to get up around 7:30, 8 a.m., but early rising is going to be the foundation of this challenge.
Now, I'm someone who never considered myself an early riser. It was something that I always struggled with. But Jocko had a video where he gave a handful of tips on waking up early.
That song will get you out of bed. It will get you out of bed.
One idea he said was multiple alarm clocks. So this morning, I actually had a mechanical alarm clock go off, my Alexa, and my cell phone. This is now the second day that I've woken up early. And I will say, after the first day, I was so tired that I slept really well the first time. In fact, a buddy of mine, Akash, he's doing this challenge with me, and that's something he said. I can tell that these early mornings and having an aggressively early start to my day is gonna make all the difference.
Principle number two, developing a combat skill. Jocko is an advocate of jiu-jitsu. There's a lot of memes or comments on his videos saying like his solution to everything is jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu.
That being said, Jocko also surfs regularly. He plays the guitar, he reads a lot. For someone who runs multiple companies and has an extremely busy lifestyle, he actually manages to incorporate a lot of inspired, cool leisure hobbies as a way of keeping himself interesting, also helping him unwind, and also just like staying fit in a more leisurely way, which I think is very cool. I'm giving myself a little bit of leeway with this part of the challenge. I was debating getting into jiu-jitsu myself, but the truth is I've got a lot going on already in terms of hobbies. So I've decided instead to just put more focus into the hobbies I'm already working on, save for one new hobby that I'm adding in. Gun training.
Might have to take off the door, pull up in a dingo, straight through the hole in the floor with the toddlers. Don't know what you thought, by the end of the night, you'll be picking up your jaw. Plants, yeah. Not 10 or 20. Run up in a crock gaff with eggs, Betty.
60x39, it's essentially an AK-47 round.
Oh. What is this?
Now, Jocko is a big believer in having inspired leisure activities in your life. In fact, many of the people I've admired believe in learning new skills and developing yourself, whether it's through guitar or jiu-jitsu. But one thing I didn't expect with gun training was the metaphor it said for life. You see, when you're working a gun, you have to put energy into the gun. That's what I learned from my trainer, Michael. You've got to lean forward, put your eyes on the target, move with intent, and it makes all the difference when you push. Aim, have intent, have desire in your ambitions.
By the way, everyone, this is my business partner, Manoj.
What's going on? Here I am. I feel like all of you guys have been asking for me. Like, where are you? I don't see you on the channel. Fine, okay? I'm on the channel.
Dude, that was so awesome. That was so awesome. That was so awesome.
Principle number three, extreme ownership. This is more philosophical, but it's actually the concept that kicked off Jocko's whole career online. He had a TEDx talk about taking responsibility for everything, even the things that aren't your fault. And I found that TEDx talk like 10 or 12 years ago, I found it deeply moving.
I had to take responsibility. And in order to do that, I had to control my ego so that my ego did not control me. And when a team takes ownership of its problems, the problems get solved.
Now, my responsibilities have reached an all-time high. I manage a team of 5 people as I work to grow my own video production agency.
Hey, man, so good to see you.
Has it been good for your productivity, like this Jocko challenge, genuinely?
Dude, I'm never stopping. This is my life now. This is genuinely what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. I can get my entire days of work done from 6 to 9 a.m. I walk into every client meeting with the entire day's work done at 10 a.m. every single day. It is killer.
So anyway, one of the principles I'm supposed to do for this video is like have extreme ownership in all things I do this week, which is kind of a nebulous principle. Where do you need to be taking more ownership?
As a leader, I think that's the place where I personally really struggle, like with my team, and like setting clear expectations. And when I get frustrated with them, recognizing like it starts first with me and the fact that I probably didn't do a good enough job articulating what I needed or how I wanted it done. I don't know, for you, I don't know if I have enough context of areas in your life where you haven't taken
ownership.
You don't
see me often enough.
Yeah.
Let's keep it that way.
But your mom.
I've recently invested in a high-end coaching program to help me book luxury brands as clients. Mark my word, I'm going to be the director of a high-end commercial very soon here. In fact, by the end of this challenge, I'm taking on the endeavor of booking a very big brand for commercial work. And I'm setting the ambition of booking a client for $50,000, which is about triple what I've charged in the past for client work.
Just looking for more tangibles.
Yeah.
So we nearly had a 20K close on someone, but he backed out. And I think a big part of it, well, one is his business partner was not on the call.
If I'm going to be this aggressive with my week and with this challenge, I want to go for it. And the final idea that I'm trying to incorporate is the Navy SEAL mindset. I recently watched this incredible video about how Navy SEALs manage stressful events in their life. And really it comes down to a lot of ideas that I've encountered in the past. It's just that they take it very, very seriously because lives are at stake. And those ideas are actually positive self-talk, visualization, and focused breathing. It's crazy how we often let ourselves say words that disempower ourselves. In fact, me and Thomas, we joke about this all the time. We're always saying like, oh, I'm depressed. Oh, this video sucks. Or whatever we might say, oh, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. This video sucks. But it's like, if you really are trying to be the best you can be, it is useful to just say, I am killing it. I'm gonna do it. Like, this is gonna get done. I'm gonna execute on this perfectly. It would be interesting for me to dial up my positive self-talk, my visualization, my mindset to like a 10 out of 10 level.
That for me as a coach, like getting her there, is just, she can do it, man. Fucking hell. Like she's worked hard though. Like she really worked on her mindset and stuff.
Challenge is over. Best changes I've ever made to my life. The craziest part is that every night at around 10 p.m., I just pass the fuck out, dude. I just fall asleep because I'm waking up so early. And this week, you know, the first few days were really tough, but as the week went on, I've been getting messages from my team like, dang, my day is just getting started and you already got all this done. We didn't quite book the videography client this week, but we've made a lot of progress. I am truly more inspired in a way that I haven't been. I feel like actually every lifestyle challenge I've done so far has given me a new piece of truth. When it was Marcus Aurelius, it was about just reflecting on honesty and the choices I'm making. When it was Theodore Roosevelt, I mean, that's the challenge that got me into boxing. With Mike Tyson, me dialing in on training to a level that I had never been before. But with Jocko, the biggest thing is like starting your day off right. When you wake up at like 5:30 or 5 a.m., it's really hard to take the day slow. I know a lot of people say that being a night owl is a good thing. They edit better at night or something like that. But if you can just force yourself to put up with the pain of early rising for just a little bit of time and then turn it into a habit, if you can get yourself to push through like the first few days, you'll actually acclimate to it pretty fast.
and get amazing results. But with that being said, that's the end of this video. For those of us who lean forward, move with aggression, keep our eye on the prize, to us I say, greatness is coming. See you next time.